Chapter 1. Panic gripped Dawn Piper's thumping heart. She let out a long, slow breath as she pressed her body tight against the wooden door that creaked a complaint. Her pulse spiked when a light came on in the small bedroom window at the top of the stone-built end of terrace property in front of her. She leaned out, as slowly as the fear pumping through her body would allow. A yellow streetlight cast a dull, soft glow along the narrow lane in her direction. She half expected to see the black Audi, graphite alloys and tinted glass, parked on the street under the light, waiting for her. A red car filled with youngsters, music blaring, drove past, and she enjoyed a moment of temporary relief. Turning her gaze, she peered down the lane. It led into one of the other terraced streets, and a sense of panic returned. Maybe he had parked where the lane emerged onto the street. Perhaps he was leaning on his car, waiting for her. Going home was out of the question. He knew where she lived. Only one person could help her now, and negotiating the maze of side alleys and narrow lanes would be the only way she could make it unscathed. She drew the zip of her fleece tight against her chin and started walking. It wasn't cold, but she felt alone and frightened, and it comforted her to feel wrapped up. She slowed as she neared the junction and pressed herself against one wall until she could cast a surreptitious glance along the street. Her breathing returned almost to normal. A couple walking caught her attention. She watched them as they chatted amiably before their conversation died as they opened their front door. A few cars had mounted the pavement, but there was no Audi in sight. Reassured by its absence, she gazed at the houses. Lights burned in downstairs rooms, television screens flickered across net curtains. She darted over the road and into another alley, where tall walls bounded rear yards. The gloom enveloped her, matching her mood. It was easy now, looking back, regretting past decisions, foolishly believing she was invincible, immune. She paced on. Cats scrambled over bins with insecure lids. The stink of rubbish and urine grew stronger as she neared a property where music thumped. Oddly, it gave her a sense of safety. Here, she was amongst people with ordinary lives, untainted by the drugs that fueled the desperation in the town. She jogged down to the end of the lane and another junction with a row of terraced properties. She stopped abruptly, checking that he wasn't there and that it was safe. The headlights of a car turned into the street, and she crept back into the shadows, drawing her face away from the light. The vehicle passed her and slowed before parking. She read the time. None to spare.